Reish Tzad of Sif Aleph. Mitzvah L'Hilchoitz. It's a mitzvah for one to take a bath or a shower. Our Rav says, Kol Guf. Wash the entire body. If you have Shiloi, if you can't, then L'Hilchoitz upon it, go to Barak, the Mechavan, El Shabbos. So Mechavan sounds that the mitzvah is just to wash his face and hands and legs. But Rav says, the Chathchila mitzvah is to wash your entire body, and if it's possible, at least do your face and legs and hands. Mitzvah loch of Arosh is also mitzvah to wash one's hair, the Megalecha Tzibonayim, the El Shabbos, and also to cut one's fingernails on Friday. The Ramah says, Hoya says, Rosh Gedoilis, if you had long hair, it's also mitzvah to Galecha, it's a mitzvah to take a haircut. Shereik of Tzibonot, when he cuts his fingernails, the Yitel Oysam, Yisidran, he should not cut one after the other in the order of his fingers. He has a spoil. He starts with his left hand, the kibitza. First he should do the one which is next to the pinky, and do every second one from there. The yamin and the right hand, the etzba, he starts with the finger next to the thumb, and do every other one. The similar is the ag, the dalet base, a gimel aleph. That was the fourth, the second, fifth, third, and first, and the left, and second, fourth, first, third, fifth. You made the daiga. As Rav Huri said, this mitzvah is both for men and women, and it's very important in the winter days to do it early enough so that everybody could shower themselves and not have to come to feel the Shabbos. Those things are being pushed off. As far as going to fingernails, it says that on Friday, and the minig is to do it Friday, not on Thursday, so that it should be freshly cooked. The Shabbat also brings that some say not to cut the fingernails and toenails on the same day. And the right time to cut them is Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. He says the right way to do it is the toenails on Thursday and the fingernails on Friday. One should not throw the fingernails on the floor. It's considered dangerous for pregnant women. Bury it, burn it, wrap them up and throw them in the toilet or the garbage. That's also acceptable.